BBC News with Julie Candler. President Obama has said he'll present a much-anticipated strategy next Wednesday to defeat the Islamic State group. In an interview on U.S. television, Mr. Obama said it would be a political, economic, and military strategy.
More than anything, I just want the American people to understand the nature of the threat and how we're going to deal with it, and to have confidence that we'll be able to deal with it. We have not seen any immediate intelligence about threats to the homeland from ISIL. That's not what this is about. What it's about is an organization that, if allowed to control significant amounts of territory, to amass more resources, more arms, to attract more foreign fighters, including from areas like Europe, who have visas and then can travel to the United States unimpeded, that over time that can be a serious threat to the homeland.
More details have emerged about U.S. airstrikes in western Iraq targeting Islamic State militants. The U.S. military says a mix of attack, bomber and fighter aircraft carried out 5 raids in support of Iraqi security forces and Sunni tribes protecting the Haditha Dam, a major source of power in Iraq. It said a number of armored vehicles, some carrying anti-aircraft artillery, were destroyed. The U.S. said all the aircraft involved left the area safely. Arab League foreign ministers meeting in Cairo have agreed to take all necessary measures to confront Islamic State and cooperate with international, regional and national efforts to combat the militants. Our Arab Affairs editor Sebastian Usher has this report.
The message from the Arab League meeting in Cairo is one that will hearten President Obama as he prepares to set out his strategy to counter Islamic State to the American people. The Arab minister's endorsement of a UN Security Council resolution urging member states to stem the flow of support to the extremists will also be welcome. Funds from private Gulf citizens have helped fuel the group, but this kind of rhetoric has already been heard from Arab states, along with strong new measures to tackle the threat. The question is whether they will now fully act on them and act in unison.
President Obama has said the U.S. could deploy its military assets to help combat the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. He said the short-term investment was necessary to prevent Ebola spreading throughout and beyond Africa, potentially threatening America. Medical experts in the region have warned the outbreak, the worst to date, was spiraling out of control and could take months to contain. This report from Thomas Fessy in Dakar, in Senegal.
President Obama didn't give any more details or time frame for a potential deployment, but there is no doubt that it would be welcomed with relief if such a plan came to pass. He said the U.S. would have to use the military to set up equipment and isolation units. These assets would also be used to provide security for public health workers coming in from around the world.
World news from the BBC. European observers from the OSCE and Donetsk in eastern Ukraine say Sunday's exchanges of mortar fire between government forces and pro-Russia rebels are violations of the ceasefire agreement, but not serious enough to make the deal collapse. The head of the OSCE mission on the Russian side of the border said that more people have been crossing back into Ukraine since the ceasefire was signed on Friday. Paul Picard said that the traffic into Ukraine increased significantly on Saturday. Lesotho's army commander said efforts to negotiate with the renegade general have failed, and military action against him is the only option. General Tlaki Kamodi is accused of masterminding a failed coup in the kingdom last week. He's now believed to have fled to the mountains with a few loyal elite special forces armed with weapons stolen from the barracks. 7 men have been sentenced to death after the gang rape of 4 women outside the Afghan capital Kabul last month. The women were taken from their husbands, robbed and assaulted as they returned from a wedding party. There have been protests insisting that the men be publicly hanged. These women expressed the protesters' mood.
We want the perpetrators to be punished, because if this act goes unpunished, like a number of other acts, then it will only keep continuing. And as a result, the women of Afghanistan in particular will continue to be the victims.
Here in Afghanistan, this is an Islamic society, and if a woman committed this kind of crime, then she would be stoned. So what we want, without any further delay of their cases, there should be their public execution.
The crew of an Italian frigate which rescued a heavily pregnant would-be migrant from the Mediterranean Sea have delivered her baby girl on board the ship. The woman from Gambia was among a group of more than 600 people who were picked up over the weekend off the coast of Sicily when their overcrowded boat got into difficulty. BBC News.